This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tight as this labor market is, there are a whole lot of industries out there that are scrambling for workers. For just one example for us today, trucking. We are short, says the American Trucking Association, something like 60,000 drivers right now, a number that's only going to grow over the next decade. And even though women are nearly half of the American labor force, they are less than 10% of all truck drivers. So today's installment of our series, My Economy, comes from out on the open road.
My name is Kelly Lynn McLaughlin, and I'm a truck driver. Everything about trucking is a math problem, and as you go down the road, your math problem changes. The obstacles, the driving conditions, how you articulate around corners or backup, it's all math, and I enjoyed solving those problems. I take students out as part of my job as a training engineer with Schneider, and I typically have each student for about a week. My work weeks are 70-hour weeks. They're long days. They're 14-hour days, typically. And I'm teaching them how to do customer service and live on the road, and it's a challenge. We're short on drivers in our country. There's lots of opportunity for jobs, and women should consider this as a profession. If you have your, really and truly, if you have your CDL license, your commercial driving license, you can get a job. The majority of the people that I train are men. They come from all different walks of life, the men and the women. Some have PhDs, some have masters, some are tired of working in the office. Some are struggling and they're just looking for a job to be able to provide something for their family. Others are bored with life and they just want to get out there and have some independence and see the country. And driving is a great place to do that. Our highway infrastructure is old, little bit dated. It's not really, it was built at a time when we didn't have as many trucks on the road. So it hasn't kept up with that. They haven't built new places for us. But yet, they still want us to deliver everything on time. I realized that trucking is the blood that runs through our country. Our country can't survive without it. And everything in our homes and our offices all comes to us at a truck at some point in time. And I underestimated and took that for granted.
That was Kelly Lynn McLaughlin. She's a long-haul truck driver and training engineer. Shoot us a note if you get a second with the story of your economy, would you? There is a place you can do that at marketplace.org.